the power of getting outdoors and doing a hike or walk. I mean, it's so crucial to get out and explore and go on an adventure. And whether you're walking or hiking, if you're able to just get out and go. I think one of the biggest things that's kind of crazy is you can go on like a 3, 4, 5, 6 hour hike, no problem. And can you ever imagine doing a workout that's that long? It's really one of the few ways to do an exercise that's over 2, 3 hours long and not think all that much about it. And I mean, yes, you can take stops along the way, you can find different paths, different adventures, and overall, it's just such a good way to get out and move around. One of the ways to find some of these places is through hiking trails or through hiking sites. So definitely check out your local hikes near you, and then also checking out some different parks that are near you. Parks aren't always just a swing set and some bark dust. I mean, I actually have a couple right by my house that have like 3 to 10 mile hikes within the parks, and there are different trailways and different ways to get out. I'm actually on one right now that, I mean, you can easily do anywhere between 2 to 10 miles, no problem. And another great way, even around here, is some different lakes. I mean, being able to hike around a lake and find some different trails that are available for you. So there you have it. I mean, go out, explore some different trails, explore some different parks, and before you know it, you'll be able to sneak in some different exercises throughout the week that are simple, fun, and really get you feeling a lot more adventurous and outdoorsy.